No, a young actor named Chadwick Boseman is done a number of TV roles. This is his first major motion picture that he's done, and it's a heady assignment for a young actor to take on the role of one of the most pivotal characters, not only in baseball but really in the American Civil Rights Movement. Of Jackie Robinson. His name is Chadwick Boseman. He also was here in Chicago a few weeks ago, and we did some interviews at Wrigley Field a very, very chilly morning a few weeks ago.
So how was your time in Chicago? Did you have a good time?
It was cold. Cold.
That's your lasting memory of our city?
That was supposed to be spring, man. Why did you do
that? First day of spring.
Why did you do that to me?
Yeah.
Even people in Chicago were like, this is the coldest day we've had all winter. But still, I love Chicago, man. Yeah. I love the popcorn.
That, yeah. Wow. You were the first person ever to say that
about
food in Chicago. Did that mean something to you being at Wrigley Field? I mean, it's the only ballpark still standing where Jackie Robinson played. It's the first ballpark where he made his major league debut. I mean, when you got there and like standing and waiting for the cameras and the lights and anything, I mean, does that strike you in any way?
I think when you walk into an old ballpark, you can smell, there's a nostalgia there that you can smell, actually. And I definitely enjoyed, I always enjoy empty ballparks. The ghost of a game.
Yeah. The history of it all.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful, beautiful sight, man.
Was there a point, Chadwick, where maybe after you got this role, the first time you put on a uniform or something, where it struck you of the really kind of the historic significance of what you're doing? This is more than an acting role.
I think some of it is still hitting me. Because I think if you knew everything going into it, if you realized all of it, it would be too much. So I'm glad I'm getting it as I'm getting it. Like, there was a realization at the moment when I put on the uniform in our dress rehearsals. And there was a moment even in the movie when I put on the uniform where it hit me on screen. But I think I'm just getting the scope of it. I might be saying that for the next 3 or 4 months, though.
I would imagine after it opens and people start seeing it and talking to you about it, because, I mean, that's what really struck me, that, like, here's this young actor. This is, I wonder if you feel some sense of responsibility, to tell this story, if it's bigger than another acting job for an actor.
Well, coming into it, that he's a hero to so many people, and you want to live up to that. And at the same time, I felt like I couldn't play this role like he was an icon, because in the movie he doesn't know he's an icon. He doesn't know he's in the process, and so I had to show that process. So for me, it was actually more important to live up to the man, the actual man, not the idea that he is in people's heads.
Right.
And that was, the only person I could really look to was Rachel Robinson and his family. And
what did they say to you? I mean, did they give you advice? Did they look at early pieces of film of this and say, don't do this, do this, he wouldn't have done this, he would have done that?
They never said he wouldn't have done anything. Rachel Robinson sat me down and told me who he was, just the things that she felt like someone would need to know. How religious he was, how disciplined he was, how much of a gentleman he was, how put together he was, and how much he prided himself on those things. Just all these little details about his hands and how he used them at certain moments. And but it was more so she was open to the interpretation, the letting an actor find what it is, which I felt was, it was amazing that she understood that.
Yeah, the 92-year-old widow of Jackie Robinson, Rachel Robinson, who he is referring to. I had gotten some bad information. Wrigley Field is not where Jackie Robinson made his major league debut, although his first time at Wrigley Field remains the biggest attendance day ever, still today, in the history of Wrigley Field. Movie is 42. I am highly recommending it. I think it's great. And I think you and your kids should see it to learn a little about American history.